and certainly some changes in some of the business landscape in and around our great city of Bendigo, with Dennis Bias, of course, the head of Be Bendigo, changing roles and heading over to run the new basketball centre. And it's a big role, and he joins us this afternoon. Dennis, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Robbo. How are you?
Yeah, very well indeed. Thanks, mate. First of all, I've got to have a crack at you that you, when you spoke to us last week on the show about Be Bendigo, you could have given us the scoop, mate, that you're about to take the Bendigo Stadium Limited CEO's role. Come on.
It was a little bit unfortunate. I spoke to you early in the morning, and about 2 hours later, there was a press release. Yeah, it was really quite interesting when I was talking. I'm thinking, I wish I could tell you.
No, well, it's very exciting. What prompted the change?
I think I was always going to be finishing up at Be Bendigo in April next year, and we sort of planned to head off around Australia, a bit of a holiday. And given all the things that are happening with the borders and all the rest of it, that sort of went by the wayside a little bit, and this opportunity had come up, and been talking to them for a couple of months about the prospect of going over and working with the stadium and giving it some slightly different direction and doing a few of those sort of things. And I think I got to the point at Be Bendigo where I'd achieved all the things that the board had asked me to do, and I'm a person who likes to be challenged, so that was probably really the catalyst for it.
Well, I would say that instead of a holiday around Australia, you're still going to be challenged because I guess the whole stadium setup around the world has been a lot different in the last 18 months as well, with crowd restrictions and all sorts of stuff. It would make the business model a little more challenging, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a lot of those hospitality, event and sporting industries have been hit pretty hard in terms of lockdown, and in a lot of cases, they haven't been open for some time. So, that'll be part of the challenge, has been how do we actually set up the business for coming out of the lockdowns that we're actually having, and how do we actually take advantage of that? One of the things that we will do is work with the board around the strategy and the model, and just have a look at what we can actually do going forward. So that was part of the attraction, was setting up that new direction and probably taking it to the next level.
Yeah, because certainly pre-pandemic, it's a very varied venue in terms of the types of things it can put on. As you said, I've been to a couple of the big men's lunches there, and obviously the basketball, fights, concerts. There's a whole range of things there, given the opportunities.
Yeah, look, I think one of the attractions for me was the fact that it's a fantastic community asset, and it does service many different sports and entertainment and events and hospitality and all sorts of things. So I think the upside is pretty big. There's some great opportunity, and certainly be working with the team to make sure that the stadium is the place of choice, I suppose, from that perspective.
Yeah. Now, quite a different role from Be Bendigo, but certainly sport is one of your great loves. A life member of the Bendigo Harness Racing Club, inductee into the Cricket Association Hall of Fame. So, obviously, you love your sport.
Oh, look, I always have, and always been passionate about, sport from the sense of getting people engaged and being part of, that sort of sporting environment. And I've always been, involved in something in some way or form from a sporting perspective over the years. And just hopeful now I can take my business background and experience, combine that with my sporting experience as well, and see if we can actually do something a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. Fantastic move. And we wish you every success with it, Dennis. And thanks for all of your help during the last several years with Be Bendigo. And look forward to working closely with you with the new role as well.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. The key thing for me is that I'm still working in Bendigo and assisting businesses, and this one's just a bit bigger business, and I'll be there supporting Be Bendigo along the way as well.
Yeah, terrific stuff. All right, mate, listen, thanks for that. Appreciate it.
No worries, Robbo. Thank you.
Dennis Bias, new CEO for the Bendigo Stadium Limited.